All right, we're back. Good morning. It's 8:20. Three above right now, and partly cloudy is what we're dealing with. Love that story. Talking rum runners today. We go from rum runners to zoo news with Tom and Kathy from Jacob Zoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Tom got his coffee. Everything's right with the world. You got coffee. Everything's right with the world.
No, I got cocoa.
Okay.
Cocoa.
It's a great idea on a morning like this.
It just seems
right.
Yes.
Let's cover the Talster. Tal made a prediction about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right.
So Tal, we put both balls inside one of his bedrooms. Tal goes running in there, and he hits them both exactly at the same time. So we can't go by pick. So he walks around, and he walks up to one ball, opens his legs, walks over to the top of the ball, doesn't touch it. He does this twice, and I go, we can't put down his prediction until he grabs the ball.
He's having fun.
Yeah,
that's Tal.
That's Tal. After about 10 minutes, he went over and he looked at both balls and picked up Kansas City.
So it's the Chiefs, according to Tal.
According to Tal, and then 5 minutes later, he hooked a fang in the ball, split it in two, went over to the other ball, hooked a fang in it, split it in two. He's having fun.
You know, yes, and this has been going on for, 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is their 14th year.
Okay.
So yesterday when Ariana came in back from Tal's prediction between the two teams, she said, just in case someone asks, and I said, this would be great for radio.
Yeah.
He is 6-7. So if he pricks it right, he'll be tied 7-7. He used to have a greater percentile earlier on, but this will be if he's right this time. No. For those that are listening that are not a Chief fan, I'm sorry. He picks what he picks.
Yeah. I'm pulling for the Chiefs, so that's fine with me.
Yeah, but he did. He straddled that Philly ball. And
he's playing around. He's being Tal.
Actually, he wants to keep people up there longer.
Yeah.
And he knows what we want him to do. He just kind of, you know.
Well, you know his personality.
Very much.
Yeah, he kind of likes to manipulate his way around people, so he's just having fun.
Yeah. So
and
it was fun.
Tom Schmaltz updated me on something, too, because we got talking about Puxtawny Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, forget that. He said our porcupines made a better prediction.
Oh, my gosh. A better one, including over 10,000 views on our Groundhog Day prediction.
So get over to Facebook and look at that. Yeah,
got to look at it because it's perfect. Because
okay.
Lacey and Bruce, and Lacey, our zookeeper, and Bruce from our education team, they actually go knock on the door. Very Puxtawny-like.
Very, very much so.
And open it. And people, I mean, when they come out, you just, and I know what's coming out, and I still am like, because they come out this little door and they had to spread this. Well, you got to see the video. Go to our Facebook and watch the video.
Okay.
And see our other videos for Giving Hearts Day. And
that's coming up quick.
And whether it's a picture with a statement from staff or it's a video from staff, remember, it also introduces you to our crew.
Mm-hmm.
So loving that.
That's a week from today, but you can donate to the zoo today.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Open. Early giving is open. We're happy. We're in red today.
I know. I was going to say it. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Not wearing khaki or black, and that's unusual.
That for you, yeah. That kind of is.
Yeah. So along with yesterday, we did, with our crew, we did our winter, our quarterly birthday coffee up with our meeting, and we actually had football fair. So it was like yummies from what you would have at a game. Or hot dogs and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, no, with the little hot dogs, we had meatballs, we had nachos with meat in
there
them.
There you go.
We had crackers and chips and sweets, and it was pretty yummy.
All right.
Yeah.
See, always doing things down there, doing fun things.
You know,
at the zoo.
We appreciate our team, and they're out working in this cold and everything else. And New Year and getting a lot of stuff ready.
And the opener will be here before we know it, too.
Yeah, it will be here before we know
it. You know?
Yeah.
I always like looking forward to that. I'm jumping way ahead this year. I don't know why.
April 26th this year.
Okay.
Yeah, unless we do some pre-stuff because that's weather dependent. 26th is the hard opening.
Well, you got cleanup day in there, too, for people that want to show up and do that.
Second weekend this year in April. Weather permitting, and then we always have a you know, we can always keep going with it.
Well, you do your job, there won't be any snow on the ground by cleanup day.
I was going
to
say, for cleanup day, is there something like a Tom Schmaltz Award for the person that is seen to work the hardest? Or
no.
Don't you want to get into that?
They all come and work hard. It's great to see the families with their young children there, and they install that work ethic in them, and they go... And we always make sure we take them around and show them stuff, and they go, okay, if you do this, this, and this, then we get to go see the animals over here.
Okay, so there's a reward system for this.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. But it's great to see the enthusiasm on the families that come with their children and stuff, and it's a good thing. And we make sure everybody's safe. You know, it's not like we put them in the tiger den with the tigers out.
Right.
We always keep everybody safe. But, you know, we try to get them in their favorite part of the zoo, because everybody has a favorite part of the zoo, their
Absolutely.
Favorite animals.
Well, and you got a lot of boomerang members that just keep coming back time and time and time again.
Very, very long-time committed, supportive people of the zoo. Number one, they either love coming or they... Some people will support the zoo and not come through the gate because they're unable to. They don't live here.
Right.
Or they buy a membership for someone else. We get a lot of that. And do note that the membership renewals are open now, too, if you want to beat that spring rush.
Right, right.
And so school letters go out next week, and we'll be
already getting... Won't be long before those buses start showing up, too. See, I'm thinking spring.
A lot of fun. We're never bored at Shahinkapa Zoo. Always a lot of things going on. And we'll be back to talk about next Thursday when we come back. We'll be talking about what's happening with the North Dakota Council on the Arts. We talked a little bit about that, but we'll have already done one session by the time we come back. So looking forward to our partners in town.
Nice.
Doing that.
Always, again, always. I always love this segment because there's so much forward movement with it. You know, I love it, and looking forward to the 2025 season.
As are we.
How's everybody doing at the zoo? How's everybody wintering down there? Has it been a pretty good winter?
It's been a pretty good winter. You know, you always are looking every day. The animals get inspected, and you notice everything. Every little thing is getting noticed, you know, hopefully. And the crew does a great job. They know these animals so well that they can tell not just by maybe a symptom of a cough or something like that, or frostbite or anything. We don't have a lot of that, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But also the personality of the animal, and if, you know, maybe they're not eating normally, maybe they're just not hungry, maybe it's an indication of something. So everything gets reported, everything gets written up, everything gets checked out and monitored for at the very least. So,
and I love that about your staff too, because like I say, you know Tal's personality, but everybody down there, all of your residents down there, you and your staff, you kind of know forward and backward how they should be acting, and they do all have their own personalities.
Oh, absolutely.
Even Tom.
Yeah.
I am the sweet, pleasant one.
Is that how it goes? Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's your chance to chime in here.
I know, it's okay. We'll continue with the other primates.
I love the porcupine prediction, though, because they're predicting an early spring.
Yes.
Okay.
We've not had that. Yes, that was really a first in a long time.
That's a plus.
But remember, we've done everything from the... well, we had a prairie dog once upon a time.
Yes.
And we had that for education. But we've done everything from... reptiles to
we
a bison.
Had Corso.
We had Corso.
Corso, yeah.
Corso came out of the trailer after we knocked on it 1 year. And that was a lot of fun.
But
I love
these
it.
African crested porcupines are so cool because they're so big and their quills are so long, and they come out and they rattle their quills a little bit. It's just really fun.
Awesome. Well, you've been known to rattle a quill or two.
Yeah.
Through the years. Hey, I want to...
Quills go up a little sometimes.
I want to make mention of the fact that you guys are going to be down at Giving. You're going to be down at Hughes Shelter for Giving Hearts Day
A week from today, we'll be at Hughes Shelter. Don't forget, there's a soup lunch in there from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we're one of the 11 entities, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun to be with other nonprofits. So if you want to come see us, you should come see us there because there's some goodies.
Right.
And you can stop at the zoo, but we're going to be up there. And so we're going to be welcoming people there. I also want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's already given, whether they did our pre-match with us, making it possible for us to be participating
again. Of course,
again.
Of course.
And then people who have done the early giving so far, and it's overwhelming.
Again, folks, you can donate to the zoo today. You don't have to wait till next Thursday.
Do not have to wait.
Donate to the zoo today.
You know, and we will see that donation coming in. And if you need to do it in person, want to do it in person, we love that. If you do it in person, that's great too, and you can do that. And that check should be the 13th on
okay.
that. But if you want to go online and give early, you certainly can.
Fantastic.
GivingHeartsDay.org, and you can get right on there.
A week from today, it's going on. That's
yeah.
going to be fun.
It's going to be very fun. So, yay.
Tom and Kathy, Jankabas Zoo, talking our morning zoo. Thanks for stopping in, folks.
Thank you.
Stay warm. It's 8:30 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Got a partly cloudy sky. We're at 5 above. It's Thursday, February 6th. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. Lydia Picotti of Wolverton, Minnesota, has been named to the Dean's List at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for the fall semester of the 2024-25 academic year. Students who achieve at a high level academically are recognized by the dean at the close of each semester. To be eligible for the Dean's List, students must complete a minimum of 12 graded degree credits in that semester. Each university, school, or college sets its own GPA requirements for students to be eligible to receive the distinction. South Dakota State University announces that Landon Bloffus of Breckenridge, Minnesota, has been named to the Dean's List for the fall 2024 semester. Bloffus is a student at SDSU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences. To earn Dean's List distinction at SDSU's colleges, students must have completed a minimum of 12 credits and must have earned at least a 3.5 GPA on a 4.0 scale. Congratulations to Lydia and Landon from the staff here at KBMW. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications' fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Fargo Police Department has announced that Officer Tyler Hawes has returned to duty following injuries sustained during the tragic events of July 14th of 2023. During that day, a gunman ambushed Officers Tyler Hawes, Andrew Dotus, Zachary Robinson, and Jake Wallin. During what was a routine traffic crash investigation, Officer Wallin made the ultimate sacrifice to the community. Hawes and Dotus, along with a civilian, were critically injured. Quote, the return of Officer Hawes is a moment of healing and resilience for our department and entire community, said Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski. Tyler's dedication, perseverance, and commitment to service are a testament to his character and the support system that has surrounded him during this difficult journey. Dotus is making progress and is currently in reintegration training as he prepares to return to duty in the near future. Renowned sports broadcaster and entrepreneur Aaron Andrews is a keynote speaker for the 2025 Voices of Vision event. It's happening from 3 until 5 p.m. Thursday, April 17th at Sanford Athletic Complex. Aaron Andrews has become a leader in the male-dominated field of sports journalism. She will talk about the power of resilience, adaptability, and workforce development and provide practical strategies on innovation, business growth, and team building. Andrews will also share her playbook for success, detailing her entrepreneurial journey. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. More news and information.